grim discovery in Memphis. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Authorities today confirming a body found is that of a missing mother of two and teacher.
First, I'd like to express our sincere condolences to the family, friends, and numerous others who have been impacted by the tragic and heinous kidnapping of Eliza Fletcher.
Memphis Police Chief C.J. Davis, 38-year-old Cleotha Abston is accused of abducting Fletcher last week while she was on a morning run. He faces a number of charges now, including first-degree murder, kidnapping, and theft. Canadian police continue a manhunt in Saskatchewan as they search for the remaining suspect in a weekend stabbing spree that left 10 dead and 18 others wounded. The body of the other suspect was found yesterday. President Biden today discussing his recently signed Inflation Reduction Act before a cabinet meeting at the White House.
The law brings down the cost of prescription drugs, health premiums, health care premiums, and invests in a made in America and a clean energy future.
The $437 billion measure was praised by Democrats for being a big step for climate change initiatives, while Republicans argue it's an example of reckless spending and wouldn't actually reduce inflation. New UK Prime Minister Liz Truss today paying tribute to former Prime Minister Boris Johnson after officially taking the post.
Boris Johnson delivered Brexit, the COVID vaccine, and stood up to Russian aggression. History will see him as a hugely consequential prime minister.
The Conservative says she will work on reducing energy costs and taxes. The United Nations International Atomic Energy Agency is urging Russia and Ukraine to establish a nuclear safety and security protection zone around the Zaporizhzhia power plant amid mounting fears the fighting could trigger a catastrophe. It said shelling should stop immediately. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
New security footage obtained outside one of Georgia's county elections office shows people involved in former President Trump's claims of election fraud being given access to the facility.
The information now coming out in court regarding Coffee County, Georgia's election system is connected to a lawsuit that predates the 2020 election. But security footage shows a Republican Party official escorting two men inside the county election office January 7th of last year from Sullivan Strickler, a computer data analytics firm. Trump attorneys had hired the firm to investigate the election results. Court documents from the COO of Sullivan Strickler show a list of county hard drive contents, including data from the election server and runoff ballot images. The Georgia Secretary of State has said that was unauthorized access to the state's voting systems. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
An environmentally friendly alternative to plastic coffee pods is on the way.
The goal is to help Mother Nature. Coffee balls that are encased in a thin, flavorless seaweed-based cover that can be tossed out with the spent coffee after use. The creation from Swiss retailer Migros. The company says its spherical capsules are fully compostable, unlike popular plastic and aluminum containers on the market. Migros says the Coffee Bee system, which also features a special coffee maker, will be rolled out first in Switzerland and France this year, followed by Germany in 2023. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Europe is struggling to contain an energy crisis as Russia throttles back supplies of natural gas over what European officials say is a response to their support for Ukraine after Russia's invasion. Europe has made progress in finding new gas supplies by ship and in filling underground gas storage to get through the winter heating season. The goal, they say, is to avoid rolling blackouts or widespread shutdowns of energy-intensive industries as the temperatures begin falling. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.